With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major changes on the board in the Russian-Ukraine war.
In a major U.S. policy shift, President Biden has for the first time authorized the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine to strike inside Russia. That's according to one U.S. official and three people familiar with the matter. The decision comes as Biden is about to leave office and incoming president-elect Donald Trump has said he would bring about a swift end to the war and has expressed skepticism over continued support by the United States. The weapons are likely to be used in response to North Korea's decision to send thousands of troops to Russia in support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the National Hurricane Center says November has been a very busy storm month.
Overall activity this year has been well above normal for the hurricane season as well. Even though we kind of had a lull right kind of in the middle of the hurricane season in late August and early September, because of all the activity we've had in the second half of the hurricane season, that's pushed us well above normal relative to what we would expect over a 30-year average.
That is National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Papin. Sara, meanwhile, has weakened to a tropical depression after making landfall in Belize Sunday, but with it, very heavy rain causing flash flooding and also fear now of some mudslides in the region. Earlier, the storm had drenched parts of northern Honduras, where it had stalled since Friday, trapping a number of people. Several are still missing. Picketing continuing outside a hotel in Las Vegas. No talks slated right now. It's the Culinary Workers Union walkout that began on Friday. This is SRN News. Moms and dads all around America helped Donald Trump on Election Day.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Senate approving a measure banning males from using female restrooms. The vote 24-7. Bill applies to public K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children or any of those with disabilities. This is SRN News. In New Orleans, police investigating incidents that left two people dead, 10 others wounded, in two separate shooting incidents along a parade route Sunday afternoon. The government's Highway Safety Agency says that Tesla is telling drivers its vehicles can drive themselves.
That message conflicts with owners' manuals that say the vehicles need human supervision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent with instructions to drivers. The request was attached to a letter seeking information on a probe into crashes involving Tesla's full self-driving system in low-visibility conditions.
As Jeremy House reporting, three people have been injured when a single-engine plane crashed near a Southern California drag strip. A number of fans were gathered there for the finals of a racing event. More details at SRNnews.com.